Saga Egmont presents Things I Know by Helena Close, read by Gina Burke. Dumachara, Rina, Le Gros Agus Buiachas. May. 1. Take the devil out, says Cian, pushing his big bacon and cabbage head right in my face. Fuck's sake, Saoirse, just give it one good slug. What's wrong with you? He grabs the wine bottle from me, some cheap shit from Megan's mother's endless stash, and glugs it back like water. Devil gone, he says, laughing and scratching his crotch. Megan and Kate giggle in unison, like they rehearsed it earlier. Dylan and Finn keep talking, their voices low and urgent. Dylan has an arm around Finn, like he's trying to convince him of something. The Clancy twins have finished a full slab of cans between them and are beating the shit out of each other near the waterfall. Cian hands the bottle to Megan and picks up my guitar. My fucking beautiful guitar that I should never have brought. He perches his arse on a flat rock and strums the chords of Outnumbered. His voice is whiny and Americanized, West Clare accent well hidden, and if Dermot Kennedy could hear this version, he'd never sleep again. It's 1 week before the stupid leaving cert. Our last hurrah for the next few weeks. And everything's wrong. Broken. I want to blame them, but it's me. I know that now, and I understand why Megan's cold with me. Finn's her twin. There are lots of twins in West Clare, and I'd love to know why. Saoirse, you're weird as fuck tonight, Cian says, giving up on the singing and reverting to his real talents, drinking and being a dick. Weirder than usual, like? He laughs, looking around for joke validation. He gets none. Why didn't your pal come? The mad one from Limerick. She's a great laugh, her. Thought she was all on for a party. He scratches his arse this time, just for a change. I shrug and take a can from the pile on the grass near me. To have something to hold. To play with. I watch Finn and Dylan and am relieved when I see them laughing. At least they won't end up beating the crap out of each other too. Then Finn goes all Heathcliff, big moody head on him. He even has the dark curls and he fixes me with his eyes, spearing me, x-raying me. Dylan's all golden lad beside him, shimmery shine off him, even from here. The moon has risen over the rapids and the sun's setting over the forest, and that's one thing I love about the West Coast. The way the moon and sun drag out the day. There's this space between, a no-time space that I'd like to live in, and I really want Finn to stop staring at me. I pop the can, and the cheap beer is warm and smells of vomit. Cian has taken to flicking bottle caps at Megan and Kate. Some fucking party. Why didn't Jade come after I begged her to? I pleaded with her, told her how awkward it would be with Finn. How Megan was being weird with me, how I just needed her to come here to this godforsaken hole for one last time before I could escape back to Limerick and college. Bitch. She probably met someone. And when Jade has a new interest, it's like her brain is a wiped hard drive. I miss her. She was great when we moved here first, 2 years ago, and I didn't know anyone, and I was sad, and Mam was gone, and not much has changed. Mam is still dead. Dad's still living a borrowed life, and maybe so am I. This one doesn't fit. It's tight and loose at the same time, and I can't pull it off no matter what I do. Fuck. Cian is right. I'm weird, and it's funny that he's the one that picks up on it. Big Claire head on him, no brain, itchy balls, and he can smell an imposter from 3 fields away. Play a few tunes, Saoirse, he says now. Like he knows I'm thinking about him. Megan laughs and turns her back to us. I've seen a lot of Megan's back recently. At school, in town, at the beach. Her back has become more familiar than her face. Cian finishes the wine in one slug and throws the bottle against the rocks under the waterfall. The crash of glass sends crows and conversation skittering. What's wrong with you at all? We're supposed to be partying like. I'd more fun at my grandmother's funeral. I'm getting locked, so fuck ye, Cian says, and he unscrews a nagging.